Leroy, honey, that was sickening.
Now, face it, Leroy, we took the wrong road. There ain't a farmhouse for miles around here.
Then what's that? Why, Jangles, it's a light twinkling behind them trees. That's a farmhouse, just like I said.
Looks like a farmhouse.
Yes, sir. That old family probably setting down to supper right now. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
But this is swamp country.
Let's go. Let's go.
No one lives around here but ugly, mean thieves and robbers.
Let's not go.
Well, let's go, all right. But let's sneak up real quiet and look around careful-like.
It's a good idea. And we'll find out who lives in that house before we bust in on them.
So they all sneaked down to the house in the woods. It was really just an old barn, but a light burned warmly in the window.
Well, here we is at the lovely family's house. Now let's peek in the window.
Oh, wouldn't you know it? They got the shade drawn shut.
Yeah, but you can see the shadows of some folks moving around.
Looks like folks sitting down at a table. Oh, I wish I could hear.
If the four musicians had been able to hear what was going on inside, they would have been mighty surprised. The animals' old masters were inside that house.
All right, let's get this clagging meeting underway. You ready, Caleb? Hot Pork? Mean Floyd?
Oh, I tell you, Mordecai, we shouldn't be meeting like this in the swamp tonight.
Burn it and plunge it, Mean Floyd. We gotta split up the loot from the robberies.
Well, tonight's a full moon, and the swamp demons is out for sure.
You is a yellow-bellied coward, Mean Floyd.
Oh, yeah? Well, you just wait till a slime serpent slithers in here and bites you on the leg. You wait till then.
Slime serpents, huh? They ain't the swamp demons that scare me. Huh? It's those terrible flying bush bats I hate.
That's nothing. The worst swamp demon of them all is the tree troll with his big wooden club.
I always heard about the muck monsters with claws like razors and fire.
Let's get out of here.
Hold it, hold it. This is dumb. Now we got work to do. Stop with the fudge bludgeon ghost story.
Oh, ain't no ghosts around here.
Right.
The swamp demon scared them all away.
Shut up, Mean Floyd. Now, here's the money from the bank we hit over at Bonder Springs. Let's see what we got.
And with that, Mordecai hoisted a big sack up onto the table and started cutting it open with a big knife. Now, outside, the traveling musicians were looking at the silhouettes of the robbers on the window shade. And this is what they thought they were seeing.
There they is, the lovely family at the supper table with the papa carving the ham.
What's happening there now?
Okay, here's everybody's share of the money.
I hope you don't mind if I count mine myself.
I just counted it.
You did, didn't you? Think I'll count mine, too.
Me, too.
It's just like you thieving, sneaking cheats not to trust one of your own kind.
The four robbers sat hunched over their piles of coins, counting greedily to themselves. But that isn't what the traveling musicians thought was happening.
Isn't it lovely, that beautiful family, they say in grace.
Oh, isn't that touching? Wait now, something else is happening in there.
All right, let's get on to the next piece of business.
Fine, let's divide up that stuff we stole off the boxcar t'other day.
Oh, that stuff, listen, let's forget about that stuff.
What do you mean, forget about it?
Well, they weren't no good. Just a bunch of horns and junk.
That doesn't sound so bad.
We could maybe sell the horns.
Yeah, we'll see them.
Well, I don't have them.
You don't have them?
My donkey stole them.
Your donkey stole them?
Well, the robbers were all running around, hopping up and down, shouting at each other. But that isn't what the traveling musicians thought was happening.
Why, it must be a party. They's up singing and dancing round a table?
Yeah, and look what's happening now.
What was happening was that Lard Pork had grabbed Mordecai in a big bear hug and was squeezing like crazy. But that isn't what the traveling musicians thought they saw.
There's the mama giving her sweet little child a big love hug.
Right now, TR stands for Tender-Hearted Rooster.
A family together, the four of them one.
Come on, let's go meet these wonderful folks.
Right, now we get to show what fine traveling musicians we is.
How do we do it?
Why, we're going to play for this fine family. After that, they'll be so grateful, they'll invite us in.
They'll give us food and a place to sleep by the fire.
Now, I'll tell you what. T.R., Catgut, you sneak around to the side door.
Right.
Me and Rover Joe will go up to the front door, and then we'll surround them with music.
Great.
When we're each ready, we'll give a call.
Good. I'll bray.
I'll howl.
I'll crow.
And I'll meow.
And then we'll play old music fit to beat anything.
Now, while the animals were getting ready to surround the house with music, the four robbers inside were not really in the mood for a hoedown. They'd stopped fighting, but now they were worried about other things.
Oh, what time's she getting to be, Caleb?
Just coming up on midnight.
Midnight? We's in the swamp at midnight on a full moon?
Oh, just shut up, Mean Floyd. Now let's finish up here and get home. I'm hungry.
Yes, so's the swamp demons.
How's that?
Along about midnight on a full moon, old swamp demons come a pawing and a clawing and a zuckering out of the mud and the bogs, licking their chops, and they're looking for supper.
Oh, yeah?
They do?
Think they're coming this way?
I sure do.
And just then, the animals gave their shout. And then the robbers gave their shout.
Swamp Demon!
Tried to get into the house, and the robbers tried to get out of the house, and then someone set the lantern to swinging so you couldn't hardly see anything right, and people started running all around, and there was a lot of tripping and falling and stumbling and shoving and a little bit of kicking and hitting until finally the robbers ran off into the swamp and were never seen again.
Now I wonder who they were.
I don't know, but I'm glad they runned off.
Yeah, but the nice family runned off, too.
Our beautiful family. I guess those bad guys scared them off.
Well, they sure did leave a lot of stuff behind, though. Look at them hams and oats and corn and sweet taters.
And gold and silver and diamonds and pearls.
They sure did leave a lot of stuff, all right. Somebody should really guard it all for them till they get back.
Fine idea, Leroy.
I know we kind of planned to be traveling musicians and see Bremantown, but maybe we better stay right here instead and wait for our wonderful family.
Fine. Let's stay, honeys. Besides, we make a pretty nice family ourselves.
And you know, that's just what they did.